Editor-in-Chief, thenevadaglobe.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my 2 little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Titus. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to RonQForYou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my 2 cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go!
Walks further down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip.
Tony Gonzalez, is a congressman from Eagle Pass, Texas. Was on with Martha McCallum yesterday talking about a solution to the Biden border crisis. I mean, they had 11,000 folks come across the border in one day. This is Tony Gonzalez, a congressman from Eagle Pass, Texas.
You know, Martha, in one of the facilities that we just visited, there was a gentleman there with tattoos on his face, on his neck, on his hands. And the chief asked him, hey, have you ever been incarcerated? And he said no. And the Border Patrol chief reminded me that in Central and South America, tattoos are frowned upon, more or less tattoos on your face. There are some people coming over. You do not want in your backyard. You do not want them watching your children. It's absolutely dangerous to not know who's coming into this country, and we have to make it stop. I sit on the Appropriations Committee. Part of that is us using the power of the purse. And I urge House Republicans, as soon as we get back to Washington, the very first bill that we need to take up is the Homeland Security Bill, the Homeland Appropriations Bill. And in that bill, we need to end catch and release. That's a big part of that. I've got an amendment in that bill. Many of my colleagues have been talking about this. It's time for us to start there. And we need to deport people. If you do not qualify for asylum, stop sending them all over the country. They have to be sent back to the country of origin. It's the only way we get this crisis under control.
You know, there's a lot of talk about not passing this CR without a budget, without a border agreement. It doesn't look like that can happen. I mean, you know, Kevin McCarthy, the speaker, sent everybody home. What's your assessment of where this is going and whether or not you can use the majority leverage that you have in the House with your party to make anything happen?
I'm frustrated. I think Americans are frustrated. Americans put Republicans in the majority in the House for us to solve problems. And I think it's time to lock everybody in the room and nobody comes out until we have a package that can get through the Senate and signed into law. Part of that package, it has to be border security elements, real things, not just fantasy land, real things. And I think there's an opportunity to do that. The ending catch and release is a big part of it. The other part of it is repatriation flights, meaning if you do not qualify for asylum, send them back to your country of origin. When President Biden issues 500,000 visas for people that have come over illegally, all he is doing is encouraging more illegal immigration. I've been an advocate for legal immigration. I think Republicans need to be the advocate for those coming over doing it the right way. But if you're not, you need to be sent back into your country of origin, not be given free giveaways.
There you have it. Tony Gonzalez, a congressman from Eagle Pass, Texas, talking about the problems on our southern border. By the way, this hour brought to you by True Dentistry. Dr. Joe Willardson is my dentist. He can be your dentist, too. And now True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. That's a $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry, with two convenient locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin, call 702-434-4800 or check them out at truedentistry.com. Stay with us. More from former President Donald J. Trump. He was in South Carolina yesterday. He is not going to be in Simi Valley tomorrow for the GOP debate, the second debate. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Golden Knights preseason schedule's in full swing. Last night they played in Colorado where they lost 3-2. Next up, the LA Kings come to T-Mobile Arena tomorrow night. Puck drops at 7. The Las Vegas Aces take on the Dallas Wings tonight at Michelob Ultra Arena in Game 2 of a best-of-5 semifinal playoff series that they lead 1-0. UNLV football will open Mountain West play this weekend as 11-point favorites over Hawaii in the annual 9th Island Showdown. The battle for the Golden Pineapple kicks off at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon at Allegiant Stadium. And the Raiders will look to break a 2-game losing streak this weekend when they travel to Los Angeles. The Silver and Black are 5.5-point underdogs to the Chargers. 1 o'clock kickoff at SoFi Stadium on Sunday.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com. Boy, there's a whole bunch of dentists in Las Vegas, so how do you know which one to choose? Hey, Kevin Wall here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has two convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at truedentistry.com.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet. Located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the... Still working a couple of problems on our Valley freeways. We'll start with 2 through the Resort Corridor on I-15 southbound before Spring Mountain and 15 northbound before Sahara. Also, still working a wreck in the Northern Beltway in the Northwest, 215 westbound before Aliante Parkway. That's on the left shoulder. Injury accident on East Sahara at Nellis, and still working that earlier problem on the west side at Rainbow and Desert Inn. That's Rainbow southbound at Desert Inn. Sunny and warm today. Afternoon high is going to stop right in the mid-90s under clear skies. It's 72 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Donald J. Trump was in South Carolina yesterday. He will not be in Simi Valley tomorrow for the GOP presidential debate, which, by the way, begins 6 o'clock our time. I'll be watching. We'll have highlights, of course, for you on Thursday. Thursday is also the day the impeachment inquiry begins. That should be fascinating. They're going to have bank records. They're going to have all kinds of things. October 18th, though, David Weiss, the special prosecutor, will end up testifying before Congress. That should be fireworks. That should be big stuff. Anyway, getting back to Donald J. Trump, his speech was really good. It was geared towards South Carolina, one of the first states in the nation to be voting. And he said the Trump years were great years for South Carolina and for America. This was Donald Trump yesterday.
So less than 5 months from now, we're going to defeat crooked Joe Biden. We're going to take back our country, and we're going to make America great again. So we've come today to the perfect place to talk about how we're going to end the economic catastrophe known as Bidenomics. You know, he thought that was a good. It was meant to be bad. It was originally done in the financial pages to talk about how bad it was. And he said, oh, I love the name. I love the name. So now he goes around and he talks about it like it's good. It's really bad. And I spoke to the incredible owners of Sportsman, and they were telling me, so different now than it was just 3 years ago. Sportsman and other boat builders across the state exemplify the American manufacturing muscle. Incredible how big a boat business it is in this state. That will help turn the Biden economic bust into another Trump economic boom. That's what you had. You had the greatest boom in history, most successful economy in history. Under my leadership, we built the greatest economy in the history of the world. In fact, we did it twice, if you remember. We had to do it twice, and now we're going to do it a third time, but it's going to be bigger, better, stronger than ever before. Ever before. But we had the greatest economy in the history, really, of the world. And then COVID came in, and we had to do it again. And we did a great job with COVID. Nobody knew what the hell it was. And we did a great job, and then we handed it over after a horrible, horrible. We got many millions of more votes. I was told if you got the same number, 63 million, you win easily. And we got millions and millions more. We got the most votes of any sitting president in history. And they say we lost the election. I don't think so. Terrible. Terrible. What's going on between bad elections and open borders? What's going on in our country? And that's almost the least of it. You can go through point after point. There's nothing good happening. In 4 short years, we passed the largest tax cuts and reforms in American history. We cut more job-killing regulations, your boat companies and every other company will tell you that, than any administration in history. Broke every record. We slashed the price of gasoline down to $1.87 per gallon. We created 20,000 manufacturing jobs right here in South Carolina. We delivered $140 million to ensure that Charleston has the deepest water port on the East Coast. Henry would drive me crazy. Sir, we need that money. Right, Henry? He'd call me and say, sir, we got to make that the deepest port. Well, I was only surprised. You say the East Coast. Don't you want to also include the West Coast? That'll be next. He's got that idea, I can tell you. But you have the deepest on the East Coast now, and that was a big deal, and it was a great job, and the governor did a great job in getting it done, and everybody else who helped. These are just a few of the reasons your boat-building industry exploded and prospered like never before, and it was all under President Trump, and it was my honor. It now generates over $6 billion a year and employs 26,000 South Carolina workers. Think of that. And I'm very honored to say that my last 2 years, 2019 and 2020, were the best 2 years that South Carolina boat builders and South Carolina business has ever had. Is that right, Ed? Ever had.
Donald J. Trump yesterday, Somerville, South Carolina. He's going to Detroit tomorrow. He will not be in Simi Valley. He will not be on the stage. But then again, neither will Asa Hutchinson. The difference is Donald J. Trump has about a 55-point lead on Asa Hutchinson. That's probably why he's not on the stage. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton show. It's the eve of the second Republican primary debate. What do we expect to emerge as the main topics from California? We'll break it all down for you.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You hear it all the time. Lawyers talk about all their experience. Many years of experience, experience with the insurance companies, and experience in the courtroom. But what you don't hear much is about the results. At Learn & Row, we're proud of our results because that's how we measure our success. We've helped over 150,000 people recover billions of dollars, with over $1 billion just in the last 5 years alone. When you want results, call Lerner & Row.
Lerner & Row is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state settlements. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Go to expertwindowchoice.com for full offer details.
Homeowners, if you've been putting off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now save $1,200 off any combination of three windows or a door from Renewal by Anderson, the company with the most five-star reviews among leading full-service window replacement companies. That's right, you can now save $1,200 off any combination of three windows or a door, but only for a limited time, so don't wait. Get your free in-home window consultation and free price quote now. It's fast and easy. Just text RENEWAL to 200-300 to get a link to schedule your free consultation. Text RENEWAL to 200-300 and get $0 down, zero payments, and zero interest for a year. You don't pay a dime for an entire year. Plus, save $1,200 off top-quality Renewal by Anderson windows and doors. Hurry, these massive savings end this month. Text RENEWAL to 200-300 right now and schedule your free consultation online today. Text the word RENEWAL to 200-300. Text RENEWAL to 200-300.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I promised I'd bring you highlights from the president or the former president's speech in South Carolina yesterday, Somerville, South Carolina, another big crowd, and it was an entertaining speech. I mean, it was really, really good. This was Donald J. Trump. This is cut two and his plan to get America back on track. Here it is.
We will not allow Crooked Joe to destroy the South Carolina way of life. It's an incredible way of life. It's a culture, a beautiful way of life. It's no wonder that far-left lunatics are getting desperate to stop our movement by any means necessary. As you know, Crooked Joe and the radical left thugs have weaponized law enforcement to arrest their leading opponent. Me, I'm their leading opponent. I'm their only opponent. On fake and phony charges. I went through a whole life. I never heard the word indictment. All of a sudden, every day, I'm getting indicted. In fact, I'm getting a little concerned because we had a poll this weekend that was so big, I said, oh, here we go, more indictments. Every time we get a good poll, we get indicted. This is high-level election interference, and it's happening for a single reason, because I'm the only candidate they do not want to run against. You know, they talk misinformation, disinformation. They're close enough. You know, somebody said, what's the difference? I said, I can tell you the difference, but they're very close. But they're very good at misinformation, disinformation. They say they see Trump is leading by 55 points. Think of that. And leading by 10 points against him. The Washington Post, ABC, 10 points. That's a lot, you know, because it's like considered a lot. It's hard for Republicans to lead by that much in the fake news media. The fake news media doesn't want to do that. But when they see these numbers, they get crazy. But we're leading by Ron DeSanctimonious. We're beating him by 56 points. You know, it's amazing. In yesterday's NBC News poll, I'm leading all of the Republicans in numbers like nobody's actually seen before. And we're at just about 60% already, and we're going up, and we're the only ones going up. They're going down. They're going down, down, down. They ought to stop wasting their time. You know, they're wasting a lot of time with these ridiculous debates that nobody's watching. Their last debate was the lowest-rated debate in history. That's a good compliment, isn't it? And what was I doing, Marjorie? I was someplace else, wasn't I, huh? I was doing another interview. We had 271 million people listening to the Tucker Carlson interview. That's an all-time record.
Wow. That's incredible. That is incredible. Now, I want to switch gears real quick. I want to make sure I get this in before the top of the hour. And that is Robert Menendez, who is up on bribery charges. He's been he has stepped down as chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee in the U.S. Senate. He may, in fact, we've got five Democrats have called him out and demanded that he step aside and leave the U.S. Senate. No word yet as to whether he will or not. But this was Robert Menendez at a news conference yesterday in New Jersey, and his reaction to these bribery charges being brought against him. Here it is.
On Friday, the Southern District of New York brought charges against me. I understand how deeply concerning this can be. However, the allegations leveled against me are just that, allegations. For anyone who has known me throughout my 50 years of public service, they know I have always fought for what is right. My advocacy has always been grounded in what I learned from growing up as a son of Cuban refugees, especially my mom, my hero, Evangelina Menendez. Everything I've accomplished, I've worked for, despite the naysayers and everyone who has underestimated me. I recognize this will be the biggest fight yet, but as I have stated throughout this whole process, I firmly believe that when all the facts are presented, not only will I be exonerated, but I still will be the New Jersey's senior senator. For now, I want to address four things. First, a cornerstone of the foundation of American democracy and our justice system is the principle that all people are presumed innocent until proven guilty. All people. I ask for nothing more and deserve nothing less. The court of public opinion is no substitute for our revered justice system. We cannot set aside the presumption of innocence for political expediency when the harm is irrevocable. To those who have rushed to judgment, you have done so based on a limited set of facts framed by the prosecution to be as salacious as possible. Remember, prosecutors get it wrong sometimes. Sadly, I know that. Instead of waiting for all the facts to be presented, others have rushed to judgment because they see a political opportunity for themselves or those around them. All I humbly ask for in this moment, in my colleagues in Congress, the elected leaders, and the advocates of New Jersey that I have worked with for years, as well as each person who calls New Jersey home, is to pause and allow for all the facts to be presented.
There you have it, Robert Menendez, the U.S. Senator from New Jersey, where corruption is kind of a way of life among politicians in New Jersey. It always has been. It always will be. You want to talk about the swamp? Man, that's a really swampy place. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm going to try and give you just a snippet of Professor Jonathan Turley. He has been very, very vocal about this particular issue, the Robert Menendez issue. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.